Well, it was a major change. It was in 1982 that the tentative agreement between the AT&T and the Justice Department was announced. Early in the year, and I was actually scheduled to appear before Judge Green about 2 weeks after the announcement. So I was in the middle of getting my testimony together to explain why it was impossible to, or would be very detrimental to break up the trust system. So lo and behold, we decided to do it.
Right.
But I've gone back and looked over that testimony. And the thing that I emphasized is that it would be without having the control end to end of the network, that it would be much more difficult to introduce new national services. At that time, we were on the brink of introducing a number of things, including high speed data services and custom calling services, calling number forwarding things, a whole bunch of things that we're about to roll out. And packet switching, sort of an internet-like capability. And my argument, which I never got to give, was that it would be extremely difficult to roll out these kinds of national services if you had to have, if you had separate organization responsible for the end of the connection, interconnection. And that turned out to be quite correct. And it was a long time before actually accomplishing the new end-to-end connection. Just take the matter of common channel signaling. We were at the point of interconnecting the local common channel signaling with long-distance common channel signaling. So you could actually send information like the calling number all the way from New York to California.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it even today.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a caller ID, it doesn't work. If it's outside of your calling area.